Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Scott.
H. Allen Scott.
Ho!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can I make it the third? I feel like I want it to be H. Allen Scott.
H. Allen Scott the third. I have to say, before we go anywhere, you guys are from St. Louis.
Yes.
Correct.
And you are, I am from St. Louis.
Where in St. Louis?
What high school did you go to?
Kirkwood High School.
Kirkwood High School is a good high school.
You guys are... like loved in the comedian circles in St. Louis. I don't know about anyone else.
No, nobody.
But I will say, I saw you and your family leaving the airport in St. Louis once, and I was doing a shoot.
Oh,
and I was full of makeup, and I didn't want to come up and say anything
to you
because I looked ridiculous.
What were you wearing? What were you wearing?
It was like I was coming off of a weird friends like indie film shoot thing, so I had all this like eye makeup on that I tried to rub off before I got on my flight.
You most definitely should have come up.
You had children, and I looked like a drug addict.
I don't care. My kids love it. Like it's so fun because it happens once in a while. It doesn't happen all the time, but people come up and they're like, "Hey, how's it going?" And like, it's kind of neat for my kids to see that like. Number one, if you were wearing makeup and looked different than a person,
looked like a drug addict.
Like a drug addict.
Yeah.
If you were nice, then it would be a teachable moment for my
true.
Don't ever end up like that guy.
I think we were flying Southwest. Too.
Yes, it would have been
Southwest.
But I would always say to people, like, so we were in a toy store the other day. This is tiny, but we were in a toy store, and this guy came up and he said, hey, man, I love you and your brother. And he was just being really nice. And that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is about a minute later, he told me he was homeless.
Oh.
And then he started rambling and it got a little crazy. But he was really nice. And I was, you know, like, I hope you get it together. And, you know, talking about the toy store. And then he walked out and my son was like, did he say he was homeless? And I was like, yeah, he said he was homeless. And he's like, well, I'm normally afraid of homeless people, but he was so nice. And I'm like, well, homeless people can be nice. Like that,
it's like
not
that
a function
the Bell episode
that
really with that girl whose dad is a wino.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember
So if you walked up, he could have been like, this person looks like they're homeless. And then
they're not.
But I'm not.
Right. See,
and then the other person expensive makeup on. Right.
They're very.
And for anybody who thinks I'm insensitive, I called him a wino because that's the plot device in the show.
Okay.
True. Not because you're judging.
Right.
Well, we're going to get into your podcast, what you have in a little bit, but we first have dumbness to get to. There is dumb stuff happening in the world, and the world is getting dumber, we believe.
I love it.
Dumber, louder, it's prouder to be dumb and all that stuff. So we need to combat it through comedy, and we get stories sent to our lovely Daniel Van Kirk, and we don't know the stories.
No.
You don't know the stories, H. Allen Scott. We don't, so let's jump into one.
Here we go. Sent in by N.E.S. Jumpman.
Love him.
N.E.S. Jumpman. Been around since
a great
jump.
Fan.
Is he a Wisconsin fan?
I think he is.
Up in
Wisconsin.
Right.
A sports reference. I don't know what that
I
means.
Love.
No, he's just a fan.
That's his Twitter handle.
Yeah. Here we go. I just love this title, the headline. Nobody hurt or burned in tiki torch fight.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
but
that...
maybe great party.
I mean, is this an alt-right?
I mean, that's
argument?
That's literally the
Fuck
trigger that.
That
I get with tiki
I know,
torches
isn't that,
now.
Isn't that
what a
shitty?
Horrible
we
reputation.
We have to take them back.
They ruin.
We have to take them back.
Oh, great. Backyard barbecue.
Everybody should start having. I know we're at the end of summer, but I don't care. You know what? Winter might be a great time to get a little release from that Midwestern cold.
Yeah.
We should all start having tiki parties and take tiki torches back.
There's a time. It's like saying that you love the Cosby Show. Like, you just don't say that for the next 10 years. You know what I mean? I mean,
maybe.
Like, you don't want to have the tiki torch and have your neighbor be like, that's the old right neighbor.
Well, what if we had a tiki torch stationary? Fine.
Oh,
tiki
okay.
torch carried. Now you do. I am.
What about
lock,
tiki
torch?
Yeah, you don't want a tiki torch on the move.
No.
Never.
No.
Planted
they've ruined
in the ground
that forever.
Stationary torches.
Yeah, what if you had a tiki torch party burning all of your old Cosby VHS tapes?
Oh, that's
that,
not bad.
Would that work?
That's a good idea. Okay.
Look,
good.
That's how bad alt-right people are. That we said this is how bad Cosby is. He's ruined colorful sweaters for everyone.
Ever.
This is how bad alt-right people are.
They were ruined before.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having the guts to point point that out.
Let's just be real.
Alt-right people are so bad that they've ruined luaus. You sons of bitches.
You blew the luau.
What else has Cosby ruined?
Pudding? Yes.
Roofies? Leonard Part 6?
Yeah.
But he did that again years ago. Long before
Ghost Dad? What was his show with the pen that went on PBS?
Picture Pages. Picture Pages.
Oh, and the kids will say the darndest thing. Didn't he say that? Didn't he do that show for a while?
He ruined everything.
He ruined
everything. About to come back again, that show.
Tiffany Haddish.
Okay.
She ready.
Two men armed with tiki torches fought in the Easttown Mall food court Thursday, with one getting arrested and the other fleeing before police arrived.
So they're on fire.
Were they lit?
Damn.
No, I do not believe that they were.
They were
lit.
Purchased at like Target.
Yeah. No, this takes Midwest, Madison. This is from Madison.com.
There you go.
Easttown Mall. I knew that name.
Dan. So two guys fighting with tiki torches is like redneck jousting.
Yes, 100%.
That's what it is. But instead, like, they would never be on ostriches.
No.
Or horse. You also know that, like, these are two dumb. Can I cuss? Can I
yes.
cuss? Dumb as fuck straight dudes.
That's yes. right.
I mean, two tacky piece of trash these straight aren't
gay men wouldn't do this.
They would take their Target bag filled with accessories
and moisturizers
and just hit them with the bag.
That's right.
That's what you do. Women have been doing that for years.
Thank you. Thank you.
The
tiki torch is the extension. And by the way, it is the extension of an erect penis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I never saw the gay one. Sword didn't fighting. See the erect penis.
I can't believe I had to point that out to you, H. Allen Scott.
Maybe we should talk after.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
DeMonte Lacey Parr of Milwaukee.
That's the guy's name. DeMonte Lacey Parr.
Lacey Parr is
maybe
hyphenated.
Maybe he's not straight.
Those all, they sound like three different parks in the Madison area.
Right.
What park? We're going to have a picnic. Where are you going?
DeMonte Lacey Parr is either the most fun gay guy you've ever hung out with or has his own brass knuckles on him at all times.
Yes.
Or both, maybe.
Yeah. It sounds like a drag queen in a way.
Right. DeMonte Lacey Parr.
Hamburger Mary's every Sunday night. Bingo, baby.
Come on down with Delta Work.
She just steps on stage and she's like, I'm a fat B, but I get a lot of D.
All right.
DeMonte Lacey Parr.
We really do need to talk.
Of Milwaukee. Was arrested.
We saw, when we went to, after our shows in Salt Lake City, our friends took us to, it was Pride Week in Salt Lake City. We went to a drag show in Salt Lake City that was
best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The queer community in Salt Lake City
insane.
Is awesome and unique because they're
fun.
Surrounded by repression. I was raised Mormon. I know about this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And the gays just come out and they are just like, let's get fested.
And
they're just ready to be gay.
You were going to say, let's get festive.
Yeah, there you go.
Both. To talk afterwards.
Let's get fisted.
My St. Louis show was during Pride, right? In the Grove. And I was
Louis Pride.
Bring out all of you St. Louis.
Such fond memories of St. Louis Pride.
So anyway, I'm a fat B, better get a lot of D. Someone said that. It was really funny.
So, DeMonte Lacey Parr.
Mm-hmm.
Full name always.
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 That's how my name is, too.
Yes.
You can't do H. Allen. H.
R. Allen.
Yeah. No.
DeMonte Lacey Parr. From Milwaukee, was arrested on tentative charges of disorderly conduct while armed and criminal damage to property. Remember, this is in the Easttown Mall.
Oh, yeah. Food court, Dan. In the food court.
The fight had...
It's in front of a Panda Express.
I was literally just thinking Panda Express.
One guy is representing Panda Express, the other guy is representing Orange Julius. And they're just like jousting for the honor of their own...
Fight over Crab Rangoon. That, I would bring out a tiki torch.
I'd fight over an Aunt Annie's pretzel.
H.L. Scott, can I ask you a completely off topic? Topic question
Please.
That just landed for me in my mind, and I hope you take this in the compliment that I mean it from
I'm
my heart.
Sure,
have you ever been told you look like Patton?
I have.
Yes,
I've been told Patton. I've been told Paris Hilton a lot. I've been told
Perez. You're better looking than that.
I was
offense to Paris, but I think Patton's so cute.
I was shooting my documentary Latter Day Jew in Israel, and everyone kept coming up to me being like, "Are you Perez Hilton?"
Yeah.
Like they thought I was Perez everywhere I went. But I've gotten Patton too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I hope you take as compliment.
And the boyfriend
from awesome.
Stranger Things, the Winona, who's Sean Astin?
Sean Astin Green.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten
a little bit.
Yeah.
You said, I'm not Perez Hilton, but you still proceeded to draw a penis on their face.
Yep.
Which I thought that was weird. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
in Sharpie?
Remember when we were in Israel and the bus driver who we called Dr. Quincy, I don't know why, he asked me what my name was and I said Jason and he looked at me and he was like, Jason Priestley? And I was like,
so can I tell you how full circle that has come for me? And I'm sorry to like go
Please.
On
Please.
Hey, so my daughter,
so my daughter's in gymnastics.
Jason
here.
Priestley?
Okay, so this is when we were in Israel.
Decades.
For decades. This was in our brain. So This is an Israeli bus driver who we called Dr. Quincy because one time he wore scrubs as a shirt. And we said he's Dr. Quincy.
Dr. Yeah. Quincy.
So he said, Jason Priestley.
This is how dumb we were at 17. This is how full circle. We're still into like comedy and being silly.
Right. So my daughter is in gymnastics in Silver Lake here in Los Angeles, goes many days a week. And whose kid comes in? We're in like a team meeting, but whose kid comes in along with
Dr.
the father?
Dr. Quincy's.
No, yes, okay. No.
Jason Priestley. Priestley.
And in my brain, what do I say when I see him? Not, oh my God, there's, you 100%. Know, Brandon. Like, Walsh. There's, Brandon Walsh. I don't say, oh my God, 90210. In my brain, I hear Dr. Quincy saying, Jason Priestley. So that came all the way back to me as an adult seeing this dude right here. It's ridiculous. All right.
All right, get okay. to the joust.
The fight had to do with getting a ride. Officers went to the food court.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it.
You said food court.
Oh, I did. I forgot. All right, thanks. See, that's how little I know. I'm just here to have fun. You're right. I did say East Town Mall food court. Right. Officers went to the food court after multiple witnesses reported two men physically fighting while armed with the torches. Police spokesman Officer Joseph Bucalato said the torches were of the electric variety and were grabbed by the combatants. Don't elevate them to that. These are two people who can't deal with
there's
issues.
Electric torches?
I guess.
You flip a switch maybe, and the light goes on.
That seems wasteful.
I know.
They were
amazing
by the combatants from a nearby restaurant patio. They're not in the Coliseum. Lacey Parr. Lacey Parr was in the mall parking lot.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Lacey Parr.
In this corner, Dumont.
Dumont, Lacey Parr.
Finish him. Lacey Parr, DeMonte, if you're nasty, was in the mall parking lot with a security guard when police arrived. Quote, he said he was
crying.
That's DeMonte. He said he was in Chicago earlier in the morning when he was approached by strangers in a vehicle asking if he wanted to make some money. The answer is always no.
Okay. Wait. By the way, if someone has just taken an electric tiki torch from a nearby restaurant patio and they fought someone, the first... Like, the only thing that should come out of your mouth is, he came at me or my family or my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever. He came at us and I was protecting. That's it.
Sure.
When someone starts with, I was in Chicago and a strange car approached me and asked me if I wanted to make it. Like,
you're literally just saying it's my fault. Whatever just happened in this mall is my fault.
You went down this rabbit hole. If you find a fox, that's on you. This is in Madison. So this, in the morning, he was just rambling around Chicago.
How
and they're
far
like,
away
you want to make money?
Three hours.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah. Thanks,
that night, he's going to be a tough one tonight.
So what is he doing there?
He's fighting people at a food court.
Is he saying that maybe the truck or the car picked him up and dropped him in Madison?
He was in Chicago early in the morning when he was approached by strangers in a vehicle asking if he wanted to make some money. He was given some money and a ride to the East Town Mall where he was instructed to buy a cell phone. Do not do any of this.
This like is like Wisconsin Breaking Bad.
Yeah, wow. It starts in Chicago.
But it's not good enough for Breaking Bad.
No.
It's like on the Pluto network.
Right.
It's breaking okay.
But like, so these people in Chicago wanted him to ride with them to Madison to buy a burner?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. If anybody asked you to do this, your response is,
no thanks.
And you're in Chicago. You can get a burner anywhere.
Yes. Literally.
Why do you need me to do it?
Why 9 times out of 10, if somebody goes, hey, you go, sorry.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, Matt, sorry. And if they ask you a question where you actually could or should help, no one's going to be mad that you initially said no.
Right. Hey, will you watch my bag at the airport? No, I can't do that. I wish I'd love to help
you. Does it say what the phone was for? I'm dying to know.
So he's given money and a ride to East Town Mall.
How much
where he's
money?
Instructed to buy a cell phone. The other person became upset with DeMonte Lacey Parr when DeMonte Lacey Parr couldn't complete the transaction. So he threatened DeMonte Lacey Parr with leaving him behind in Madison.
Oh.
There's some crime. If they want to buy a phone this
take
far
my
away,
why? Burner I'm to the really East Town Mall. I'm gonna burn till I can't no more.
Okay.
I don't know that one.
So then they threatened DeMonte Lacey Parr with leaving him behind in Madison. That's when the tiki torch fight started near the outside patio.
Okay, so they're in Madison, Wisconsin, 3 hours away.
Yes.
I'm going to fight this guy with the tiki torch so that they then have a very awkward 3-hour ride back
to Madison? Or back to Chicago?
After the jousting match.
And you started your morning in Chicago.
Right.
Dude, if you have the freedom to suddenly be in Madison in the middle of any day of the week,
that's a life. You're unemployed.
That's a life.
Right. But that's a life. I mean, I would love that, actually. To if I just to casually go to, like,
Madison,
Palm Springs from L.A. Right?
I would Where have is him, you know? H. Allen Scott? I don't know. He's got to get a burner out in Laughlin.
Somebody wanted him. Somebody wanted him to go to the O.C. to get a brush.
Wait, how much money?
They don't say, but we will dig into more of this after we take a quick little break.
Take a break. We'll be back with more H. Allen Scott right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Our guest on this lovely Friday episode of Dumb People Town is H. Allen Scott. We cannot not say his entire name.
I support it.
Let's plug what you're up to.
Yeah, let's talk about the podcast, which is fascinating and interesting. And I feel like people who are listening to this and love this will also love what your podcast is.
Yeah, it's called You're Making It Worse.
Why are we making it worse?
Well, you guys kind of are, I guess.
Sorry.
I mean, you're men, you're white men, so you're probably fucking something up.
Problematic by nature.
Maybe. Yes. Just by walking in the room.
I'm sorry.
How dare we? How dare we be us?
You're Making It Worse is a podcast hosted by myself, Elliot Glazer, and Brent Sullivan.
I love Brent Sullivan.
He's so good.
We got paired up with him in
Ann Arbor,
Michigan years ago.
Yeah.
And he knocked our socks off with how funny he is.
He's so funny. But the podcast is basically, we never really felt like we understood gay culture in a lot of ways. We felt left out of a lot of things.
Brent
like, especially with the rise of Instagram. And even Brent's stand-up is that. It's just not really understanding where we fit in the mix of things. Because we're out and we're gay, but we don't
have all
really
the knowledge.
Get it. Yeah. And so the podcast is basically us trying to understand a little bit about gay culture that we feel left out of, but also oftentimes hating.
So great. Is there a little bit of the attitude of, like, you know, when we got into being, especially with Instagram and social media and all this stuff, like when we got into doing comedy years ago, 25 years ago, there was this feeling of like, okay, we just got to write the best, funniest comedy we can and then go out there. Now it's like, you need to know how to market yourself.
Yeah.
You need to know how to do this. You need to know how to transcribe your stuff. It's like, wait. I don't know. I don't understand any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's getting farther and farther away from what
And it's even farther for minorities. I mean, when I started out in St. Louis at Cafe Soul, downtown St. Louis, it's funny, the funny bone in the suburbs wouldn't put me up because I was out and gay.
Funny Bone wouldn't put us up either. Well, we had TV credits.
Oh, that's
credits.
Funny. I've never heard a good thing about the Funny Bone.
Never.
By the way, this is the funniest about the Funny Bone that's existed. Yeah.
I never could get any play in sort of the white rooms or the main rooms. And so the black community kind of adopted me, and I was able to do my own thing in that room. And then I moved to Chicago and stuff. But I had to really work at being out because I was this token thing, even though I never really felt it.
Right.
And now that I'm a little bit past that age, at least, younger gay comedians are able to, like, monopolize on being gay. Mm-hmm. It's actually one of their strongest suits. And for me, watching that comedy, sometimes I'm a little like, this is bottom-of-the-barrel gay jokes. Like, and straight people are applauding it because they feel like they're going to get harassed if they don't applaud it or if they don't like it. And it's like, I want to make straight people feel comfortable to tell a gay comedian, you suck, but I support you being gay.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Like, I can
you're
still
a
love
horrible
you.
Comedian.
That's right.
I'm commenting solely on your comedy.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we say about, we've talked about this at the roast battle too, like when a comedian comes up and I'm not drawing a comparison to being disabled and being gay. I'm just saying that's a different person.
No,
yes, it is.
It's other.
It's other than what people are used to or what
they the mainstream.
Other than the mainstream. When that comedian loses, it's to us as valuable to that comedian as when that comedian wins.
Yeah.
Because what it means is you're being judged on the same criteria. Funny, not funny.
This has
nothing to do with who you are and what you look like or what you do or what your sexual orientation is or who you are. It's, did you win tonight? Were 100%. You funnier than that other person?
And it really is. I mean, for me, my comedy and my work and my writing and everything has always been, I am out, queer, open, but that's not the basis of where I'm coming from.
Same with us about being twins.
Yeah.
That's how we can relate to it so deeply.
I mean, we are out as twins. Yeah. We came out to our mom.
Just came out to our mom. Wow. She probably already knew, but I mean.
She can't fool a mom. You can't fool a mom. She's like, I suspected it in high school. No, but it, you know, for us, you know, we don't like to make all our entire act about being twins. We, in fact, shy away from it because we don't want to be a gimmick. Brent Sullivan's the same way. I mean, his stuff, yes, it works its way in what he's doing, but he's like, I want to be funny first.
Exactly.
And then, yes, that's a part of who I am, and I will turn that comedy lens on it. But have
you,
same as you.
You don't have to start with outing yourself at the top of your set and then talking about why you're on a date with a man later. Like, you don't have to explain that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can just go to the date.
I was on a date.
It's like writing. It's like screenwriting. Where exactly. Like, start in the room.
Yeah.
We don't need to walk. We don't need to see that. Just start in
people
the middle of the
scene.
People
accept a story, a presence, anything. Whatever you give to them.
Because what are you observing? You're probably going to be observing the tenets of a relationship, which all human beings have.
That's exactly what I'm saying. People will be able to relate to that more.
Yeah.
If you just say, so I'm on this date, and I was with my date, and and he said da-da-da to the waiter, and I was like, what? And you're like, oh, wow, now I've been
this
on that
about
date.
An inappropriate person that I'm with.
Yes. And that's the brilliant twist, is that like, and what also kind of endeared me to Brent initially was, I had not met him. I was in New York. I was performing. I was living there, and Brent was too at the time. And a comic came out to me, and there weren't many gay comics, you know, doing sort of the East Village scene that we were doing. And they said, I love you. There's this one comic. He's this gay comic. You would love him. The best thing about him, you wouldn't even know he's gay. And to me, and this is sort of the conceit often for the podcast, is you can't tell I'm not gay. Like, I'm very gay, and I'm very openly gay and queer in the way I dress and what I do, and I do drag and all these things. So I'm very gay. But when I heard that, I was like, well, that's not necessarily a good thing. Like, you think he's good because you can't tell he's gay?
Right.
Like, that's not a good thing. And so when we started the podcast, we kind of joked that, you know, I'm the really gay one. I'm like the gayest of all of them.
Yeah.
And then Elliot's sort of the middle area where he doesn't quite know where he fits. He gets
it's
me,
great.
He gets Brent, and Brent is basically homophobic.
Yeah. Self-hating.
He's an Under Armour shirt.
Yes.
Well, I love that. And again, you're making it worse. It's a great podcast. Listen to it, subscribe to it, and check
love
it out. All right, so let's finish this story because
there's
a Tiki Torch jousting match going on at a food court, and someone got dropped off to make money from buying a burner cell.
And then they couldn't complete the transaction, so DeMonte Lacy Parr was threatened with being left behind in Madison. That's when the Tiki Torch fight started near the outside patio. The altercation moved inside the mall, so they didn't even start there, where Lacy Parr was seen on video throwing chairs at the other involved subject.
Oh my God.
Then taking a broom from a cleaning cart, breaking the broom in half and swinging the broom handle close to uninvolved bystanders. Dude, don't
don't rope in.
I give him credit because that's pretty badass.
That's some Seagal stuff.
Yes.
You start breaking things in half to have
he's
a double baton.
Police officer.
What's
know.
That?
Yeah,
Seagal's a police officer.
He's deputized.
I don't know if he's deputized. Yeah. But deputized.
He's allowed to eat donuts on a stakeout. That's what we know.
He's been eating them.
Right. Nobody was hurt during the fight. I mean, that's almost like Peter Griffin and the chicken.
They were electric tiki torches.
Hey, by the way.
No one connecting.
By the way, if you see someone take a broom violently from a cleaning cart, it is your job as a human being to run away from that.
Go away.
If you are still walking your mall walking path to get your steps in for the day, to get your 10,000 steps, someone swings a thing at you, that is on you. I'm not blaming the victims. Yeah. I'm just saying understand your situation and get away from
it. Get away from it.
We will close out this wonderful mini episode on this. How old is DeMonte Lacy Parr?
Now, we don't even know who he's fighting, though, right?
No, that guy's gone.
And this journalist, DeMonte's dumb as fuck, but the journalist is also dumb as fuck.
Oh,
How do you not put crucial information
how
in your story?
How much money?
Agreed.
What kind of phone? I'm assuming
who
cricket.
Was?
Why? Why?
Who was
why
he
was
fighting?
It all?
He's at a mall.
Well, who
this
was he
is
fighting?
Like a modern-day Patty Hearst. He was stolen from the streets
and
of Chicago.
Roped in, and he was as bad as the people.
Madison.
I was brainwashed.
No, you weren't.
No,
it's
you
the
weren't.
Symbian Liberation Organization. Yeah.
I'm a Black Panther.
No, you're not. Symbian Liberation.
All right, hey, Sean Scott, you are a guest. You can go first, Tig, or third.
Tig
which
is
position?
The slot between the two of us to guess his age.
You can pick where you want to guess, or you can guess out the gate, whichever you want.
Oh, God. oh, I feel like he's not, anyone 20-some-year-old has options in life, so they're not going to say yes to that.
Okay.
So it has to be someone in their 30s who feels the approach of 40.
You're going to go first then?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your guess?
37.
Okay. 37, Jason.
That is,
or
by
Randy?
The way, great logic. I liked watching you work through that. Mm-hmm. Jason, go ahead.
I'm going to say 25.
25 from Jason.
Feels
Star.
Like he could rent a car, but he doesn't know he could. Randy. I feel like, yeah. Well, he definitely doesn't have a car.
Yeah.
I think the car was repoed.
Oh, yes. He definitely doesn't have plans.
No. Right.
There's no insurance.
No.
No insurance,
zero.
No car.
Nothing to do that day.
No. 41.
41.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. You're going there.
41,
there
because 37, 25.
I think he likes to also tell people he doesn't have a TV.
Okay.
I read.
Have you seen, like people say around him, have you seen, he's like, I don't have a TV.
Right.
So I probably haven't.
Okay, Randy said?
41.
H. Allen Scott?
37.
Jason, 25.
Okay. One of you's in the right decade.
There we go.
Because, get your answers in now. We will leave this wonderful mini episode on this. DeMonte, Lacey, Parr, the man who was picked up in Chicago, almost left in Madison, couldn't buy a phone, got in a fight, broke a broom. Mm-hmm. Is 21 years old.
Oh my God.
Yes.
21.
DeMonte, there is time to turn this car around. Okay. You have time.
I don't
to
know
turn
if that car's ever turning around.
This You're
is
right.
College fun at this point.
Oh, what
just
a
going
dummy.
On
yeah.
like a little excursion.
I want to know what he does in Chicago.
Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing.
Get you back there. You got no plans. That's how you
That's
do it.
That's our story.
All right. You're Making It Worse is the name of the podcast. Check him out. H. Allen Scott, along with two other great comedians and people who feel, I love the three different attitudes towards it as well. That's fantastic. We're going to subscribe. I want you to subscribe to that. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast. A podcast network.